This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Bird seed delivered. Lupins always make me think of the North Shore. Riding motorcycles through Bayfield, Wisconsin, I was thrilled to see all the fantastic lupins blooming. After coming home and doing some research, I learned there's the purple lupinus perennis, also known as the western lupin, which is a smaller native in the U.S. from Minnesota to the East Coast. And then there's the other one, Lupinus polyphyllus, or big leaf lupin, which is classified as invasive in some areas. Both handle sun to part shade and do not like rich or clay soils. They prefer dry mesic or sandy-like soils. I have pictures of each kind on my website, gardenbite.com, as well as links to purchase the native varieties and polyphyllus too. I would suggest buying the plants rather than starting from seed. Wild lupin, also known as sundial lupin, blooms profusely in spikes that make it a popular choice for dry to sandy soils. A legume, the seed pod is up to 2 inches long, hairy, and turns black when mature. Each pod contains 2 to several seeds. The plant is essential to the life cycle of the Karner blue butterfly, a federally endangered species native to the Great Lakes region. Wild lupins are also a host for the frosted elfin butterfly and is attractive to other pollinators and hummingbirds too. Lupin also fixes nitrogen in the soil. Check out gardenbite.com for much more information and pictures. If you're new to feeding birds, feedthebirds.com is the go-to place to learn all about feeding them and keeping them healthy. FeedTheBirds.com bird seed is blended daily and delivered right to your door. Skip the middleman and get the best blends to attract the birds to your backyard. That's FeedTheBirds.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.